This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
You've got a blue nail today. A blue, as in nail polish.
Yes, and I haven't been dating Papa Smurf. I wasn't anywhere near Papa Smurf last night. Is that what you're referring to?
That's what I was wondering. Why is it blue? Is it an infection or is it actually nail polish?
It's actually nail polish, if you'd like to have a touch. So oh, I went to a fundraiser last night and there's a guy, an Aussie guy, young guy, set up this thing called Polished Man.
Right.
Yes, so it was a fundraiser to stop basically violence against women and children.
Oh, great. Yes, and how was
really
it?
Good. Really good. Raised so far, they raised $1 million. So this was like an old tradie, like a young tradie guy, went to Cambodia.
Right.
Accidentally got caught up in orphanage was being raided. He was in the hotel next door. Just happened to be part of it. And they reckon there was this little girl in there that was scared and never talked to anybody. Took a liking to him, drew this blue love heart on his hand and coloured in his nail polish as blue. When he came home, he then thought he wanted to still remember it and raise money. It was terrible. The story was horrendous.
So you paint your nail blue as a reminder?
Correct. And to start discussions and things like that as well.
Which it has this morning.
Which it has this morning.
Hey,
violence. People, stop hitting other people.
Absolutely. Completely unnecessary.
Unless it's in sex. I mean, save your violence for the bedroom where it's a lot of fun.
Do you know what I mean? Consensual.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Look, if you're going to give me a smack, make sure you bought me a drink and tied me to the bedpost. I mean, don't hit me on the streets.
Do you like a bit of a smack, Tom?
No, I don't. I'm all talk and no action.
Now, we went out last weekend and had a really good night. We went to...
Thank you to Mama Alto.
Mama Alto. We went to Luna Park.
We did go to Luna Park.
And we went to the tent.
And he took his boyfriend after we left on that roller coaster. I'm going, mate, you're not 102 or 3. And I could see him on there with his arms and he'd go, whee! Were your feet hanging off the edge? You couldn't touch. It's probably why it was scary for you.
Do you know what was really interesting? The last roller coaster I'd been on was one in Tokyo, and it was huge. It was massive, and I got off, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to die. And I expected the little one at Luna Park to be, it'll be like one of those kids' railways, you know, where you just sit on and it chuffs around. It was actually quite scary. I'm not joking.
The only thing scary about it is the thing's 185 years old and it looks like it's about...
That's it.
And we were walking around the end, didn't you see, and I'm looking at that wood going, this bit's got rot. This bit's got rot. I'm not kidding. Either.
But I was looking, while we were waiting, I was looking at the tracks, and like if you look at a proper roller coaster, like it's set up, it's engineered, so it's not going to come off the tracks. This one just sits on the track, so the gravity keeps it
that's
in.
That's why there's a man that sits in the middle with a little brake. So he breaks it. Did you notice he breaks it?
Well, he was standing up.
Yeah, he stands up in the middle and he controlled.
And then everyone started standing up and I thought, oh my goodness, the thing's going to overbalance any second. So that's what made it quite scary. But what a great night in the Spiegel tent, hey?
Everyone going to see. So what did we get to see? We saw a lady take her pants off.
And we saw...
We saw a vagina and boobs.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
She pulled a strawberry out and
I
ate
know.
It. I thought, oh, my God. Then we went... Then that other lady came out and sang Akadaka.
Yeah, it was a really good
then
night.
Then Mama Alto sung like an angel.
Now, if you weren't listening a few weeks ago, we had Mama Alto in the studio and she was very well-spoken and fantastic performer. So I don't know if they're still performing, but highly recommend you look them up and go down and see them. They were fantastic. It was a really good night.
Definitely. Or you can go and check out our Facebook page and find her podcast.
Now, the other thing that we did, Tom, is we went on the carousel.
Oh, we did at the end.
Yes, the little merry-go-round
thing. It was a performance and they sung the song while we did it.
They did. Now, it was really good. Now, you've got a video of you, I think, posted.
I did. I put it on my Instagram thing. Yes.
So go and have a look at that. But it was a great night. The highly anticipated musical romantic drama film A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga.
Boring.
And Bradley Cooper comes out tomorrow.
It's been done 4 times. Just because some guy who's pretty, who did a movie, makes a song and sings. You moron, it's been done 4 times. It's a rehash.
Well, the lead song from the movie Shallow is a duet between Gaga and Bradley
if you play
Cooper.
It, I'm walking out of the studio.
It's the first time Bradley's vocals have ever charted in the US top 10.
And in the bad times, I fear myself.
He's a has been nobody. That's it, move it on. Oh, that's Gaga. We can listen to that.
This isn't the first time an actor's attempted to sing in a movie. Here's our list of the best to worst actor turns to singer moments. Here's a duet between Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone in the film La La Land. What a horrible film. I hated that.
Look in somebody's eyes to light up the skies, to open the world and send it really.
Tom, what about this one? Nicole Kidman belting out the ballad Come What May in Moulin Rouge.
Come back to me and forgive everything.
That was pretty bad.
Pardon? Do you know what? You say that one more time, I'm going to come over to that side of the desk, I'll break those fingers, and you won't be able to press those buttons anymore.
Lindsay Lohan took a break from the Parent Trap and DUI charges to start a questionable music career. This is her 2004 debut single, Rumours.
I'm tired of rumours starting, I'm sick of being followed, I'm tired of people lying, saying what they want about me.
Oh, poor Lindsay.
You seem so far away, though you are standing near.
It's Meryl Streep and Pierce Brosnan singing SOS.
And they did such a bad job, and they even brought him back for Mamma Mia too. I will admit, Pierce Brosnan got about three lines to sing. Did you notice? They didn't give him a song this time. They said, oh, you can sing a line. Yeah.
And the worst actor turned singer moment. It's got to go to an Australian man with a huge temper. Guess who it is?
All it would take was a flick of his knife. Vengeance was his and he gave me back my life.
That New Zealander Russell Crowe, isn't it?
In Les Mis.
Yeah, oh God, he ruined that movie, didn't he?
Didn't quit their day jobs. We want to know what's the best worst musical performance by an actor. We're going to give you a prize to the best entry.
Correct. You're going to win a double pass to Hauntville, Haunted House Halloween Festival. Melbourne's first truly terrifying Halloween festival is popping up this October. Hauntville, face your fears as two spine-chilling... Chimney haunted houses and calm your nerves with free entry to the festival grounds featuring Fright Night Bar, haunted fruit trucks. Oh, you're going to be scared what's in your hot dog. Arrive to the haunted food truck and who knows what will be entering your buns. And spooky entertainment. Enjoy entry for two into this featured attraction. Oh, Cirque du Soleil and Yarra River Coffin. Oh, what? Yarra River Coffin Works Haunted House. Bloody hell, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Twisted Circus Haunted House. It's not for the faint-hearted. Hauntville will truly terrify those who enter. Yeah. Hauntville weekends, October the 19th to the 28th at Burnley Circus Park. 4 p.m. to late. Book your scare today at hauntville.com.au. So we're giving away a double pass to that. Sounds that's like fun. Right. And we got Andrew here from Victoria who said Gwyneth Paltrow duet with Huey Lewis Cruising was a shocker. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, I liked it, Andrew. Does My Fair Lady count with Miss Hepburn? She doesn't sing. Oh, I love her. Do you know what that is?
No.
Yep, that's
no,
first
of course
game.
I do.
And what about Queen Julie Andrews? Oh, she's lovely.
She's lovely too. I reckon the worst one's this guy.
All it would take was a flick of his knife. Vengeance was
oh, that's that New Zealand guy.
Gave me back my
Russell Crowe.
Now, Angie has said this is really bad too. Steve Martin in the movie House Sitter sung an Irish lullaby. It was really, really bad. I do remember that. I'm sure I turned it off. Oh, Michael. What a clever boy is Michael. Buffy and Xander from the Buffy musical. One More Time with Feelings.
Once More with Feelings.
It's a fantastic song. Have you seen that one? Some horrible lady called Tanya from Mill Park. I mean, she's from Mill Park, so that makes her horrible to start with. Said that Kylie lady from Neighbours was pretty awful.
Oh, no.
So I've just deleted her email because she ain't definitely winning.
I'll probably make sure you go in the entry, don't worry.
Oh, no, it's gone.
We're giving away a prize. It's a haunted prize.
Correct. So we're about to give it away. Very close there was Michael with Buffy and Xander in the Buffy musical.
Ah, this one.
He snores.
She wheezes.
They housework and he freezes.
She eats these skeezy cheeses that I can't describe.
Which was really good, but that wasn't Buffy and Xander. That was Xander and... And, oh, I don't want to remember her
Anya.
Name. Anya. How'd you know? Oh,
Anya.
Bloody hell. There we go. Well done. The another one that got very close was, oh, how'd Gwyneth Paltrow debut with Huey Lewis in the News Cruising?
And if you want it, you got it forever. This is not a one-night stand.
How can people say that was bad?
That wasn't too bad.
I love it. But... the winner is definitely John Travolta in Grease, because, mate, he gives me chills. They're multiplying.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and I'm losing control.
I think John Travolta sounds great.
Yeah. We never said bad or good. We just said...
Oh, yeah, we did say... Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right.
So we're happy. Congratulations.
Andrew.
Yeah, well, from Ivanhoe. There we go. Here you can have a hoe as well. Oh, thank you, Ivan.
Did you know there's a new study out that says that dogs may actually be lying to us to get what they want?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I lie to get what I want. What's the difference with the dog?
They did this thing and they had three bowls or three upside-down containers, and two of them had food.
Yeah.
One of them didn't have food, and they had a mean person, and the mean person would take them to the bowls, and when the dogs found the food under the bowl, the mean person wouldn't give it to them.
Oh, that's...
But the nice person would give them the reward.
Oh.
So what they found out in this experiment is the dogs would then take the mean person to the empty bowl.
Ah.
And take the nice person to the bowl with the food.
See, I stir my dogs up all the time. They still love me more than Wayne. I know they do.
Do they?
Yeah. But I stir them.
Yeah, but if you weren't feeding them, they'd love Wayne more, surely.
Oh, that's true. That is true. So when we first get the dogs, I don't let Wayne... Wayne's allowed to touch them for a month.
Why?
At all. Because they have to bond with me. There's no way. He's not allowed to go anywhere.
Is there a bit of competitiveness there?
That is true, because our dogs lie all the time. They like, because when you're training them to go outside and do a wee, you give them a treat. You know, every time you do a wee outside, you go, oh, good on you, here's a treat. Well, our youngest one, she goes outside. I'm watching her. She doesn't think I'm that smart. She doesn't actually go onto the grass or do anything. She just walks around outside and then comes back in and goes, oh, look at me, I weed. And I said, I'm not that stupid.
To
I
get
can
a treat.
See you. Yeah.
Fuzzy does that when he goes to the door when he wants to go out and have a wee. But what he does with me is if he wants attention or something, he'll go to the door and sit there. I get up and then he'll run to the fridge.
Ah, so he's like, oh, so he knows the only way to get you up is
I have to wee.
That's clever.
So there you go. So this, anyway, the study author has recommended that we be careful and precise in rewarding our dogs, as they may fake a behaviour just to get a reward.
I thought you said lie to your dogs. That's what I took from the story.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.